Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The biggest leverage you can have is the fact that there's only one of you in the whole world.
Facts.
Like, think about someone who says, oh, I don't have anything. I can't do anything. You have that. Yeah. Nobody can take that away from you, even twins.
Right.
They can't take that from you. So you start there. You start with that leverage points on the board. There's nobody who is me. And you go from there. And I call it becoming money or being money. Because we know that money attracts money.
Yes.
But what if we don't have money to begin with?
Right.
We become it.
So break that down. How can someone become money if they don't have money to attract money in a healthy way?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I think when people hear you say that, okay, cool, let me go buy the Louis the Gucci, put it on. No. Yeah. So that way I can attract money. So when you say become money, what
become
do you mean?
Become money, I mean it's very from within.
Okay.
And so I was on food stamps. I had a place to live. I was living with my mom. This was in Pearland, Texas, a few years ago. And we didn't know how we were going to pay the rent. So we ended up getting kicked out. And then we went and stayed at a hotel and shared a room. And it was the whole thing. We didn't know. We were happy because it was Tuesday because they would have free chili.
Yes.
And we knew, okay, we're going to eat. Okay. You know, that's the kind of thing we're in. At the same time, I had already decided I want to start a venture fund for underrepresented founders.
Okay.
So I'm living in that world in real life.
Yes.
And up here, I'm like, how do I get above? How do I go through this? So what I did was I realized, okay, what can't they take from me? My identity.
Yep.
They also can't take knowledge and wisdom from me. So if every single day I wake up and I make the determination that I'm going to learn something that helps me stack my skills and my knowledge base, they can't take that from me. I'm going to be more valuable than I was the day before.
Okay.
And so on and so forth.
Okay.
And then when you mix that with experience, that becomes wisdom.
Yes.
That combination. So no matter what I was going through, no matter how difficult it was, I'm having all these flashes in my mind of all the things that were going on then.
Let's dive into something exciting. Bethel Tech's micro-credential program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part? It's all online, 100% online and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. And step into your tech career with confidence and character.
I made it a point to learn something. I would go online, I would watch something, I would read something. I'd walk to the library, walk to Barnes & Noble. I would sit there and read books because I couldn't afford to buy them. But I would sit there and read them. I would listen to interviews. I would just study people. I've studied hundreds and hundreds of millionaires and billionaires over the years. And so in 2015, when I got myself into this 2-week boot camp for investors in Silicon Valley, Stanford University.
Stanford.
I did all kinds of stuff and it got in, and all sustainably and ethically, because I can't live with myself if I don't do it that way. But when I finally got myself in there, and you can talk about how, but I met a woman named Susan who had money, and the whole thing, everybody had money there. She had money, but she didn't have the information that I had procured over those few years. So we would sit at lunch each of those days and we would just talk. And over time, over those 2 weeks, she realized, oh, you have information. And in fact, you're willing to go and like meet with people and bring in the network. Let me put money into what you're doing.
Mm.
You can go out and build. So she was my first investor for Backstage Capital.
Mm.
And if I had not come to her with this built up cachet of information, I would have had nothing to offer her because I really didn't have anything to offer her.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that $50,000 investment, which was more money than I had ever seen at one time in my life, at 34. I took that and I turned it into $30 million, $30 million under management at Backstage Capital, person by person by person, by using the same hack, which was, I'm going to keep learning every day, no matter what's going on, no matter how many people say no to me, I'm going to keep learning. Therefore, when I meet the right person, I'll have this information they don't have and it'll be valuable. I'll wrap that up by telling you this. Mark Cuban put in $6 million into Backstage Capital. And I asked him why, when he does not like to invest in other people's funds.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you are in rooms I'll never be in. So he's putting his money to work because he was able to meet me and understand, oh, there's something going on over there,
yeah.
Right? So you become money by stacking your skills. You stack your skills by learning every single day.
Yeah.
And then you put yourself in rooms, literally, figuratively.
Yeah.
You please don't come up to me and say, oh, I haven't been able to start my company because I couldn't get investment. I get pitched every single day of my life in every single circumstance. Like I was at South By recently and I got pitched hundreds of times,
mm-hmm.
hundreds, and I'm not exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all of the time. And so many people are working on amazing things, but they are stuck because they can't get someone else to invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you have something now.
Yeah.
Do something today.
Yeah.
Don't wait for somebody to come save you. Do something. Survey your audience. Work on your product. Talk to your customer. Build a mailing list. Build a wait list. Do something that is within your control so that when you meet opportunity, you're ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're speaking some good stuff here. And I'm quiet because I'm like, you are really on this.
Mm.
And I'm curious, inside of your book, what exactly will we get from it? I don't have it here today, and I'm so sorry.
We're going to show it on the screen.
We're going to show it on the screen. But what's inside of this book,
mm-hmm.
that can really just give me three things that's inside the book that can transform our lives?
I've heard from people that it has transformed
yes.
their lives, and I'm so grateful for that. So one takeaway is that mindset shift
yes.
that has to happen. And don't skip this part.
Right.
Do not skip the part that the person who has talked to the millionaires and become one is trying to teach you.
Yes.
That's the first thing, because a lot of people don't realize that they can be millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
What's
going on, family? Have you ever worried about the incredible impact of influential figures like Megan Thee Stallion or the profound cultural moments like the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott? These stories are more than just headlines. They are powerful narratives that shape our history and inspire our future. You see, for me, these stories represent the strength, the resilience, and the creativity of the Black community. They remind us of our ability to overcome adversity and create world-shifting change. I believe my audience will find these stories both interesting and inspiring because they resonate with our shared experiences and aspirations. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out my friends at NPR Podcasts. NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting change out of struggle. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Megan Thee Stallion to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Michelle Obama, to the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott. There's no limit to the range of NPR. Listen right now to these amazing Black stories, Black truths, from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've met so many, I can tell you, anybody watching this can be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
There's no secret sauce to it. There's no, like, genius level.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The mindset shift. Then what I do is I take you through. My goal is to take you from 0 to 1,000, 1,000 to 10,000, 10,000 to 100, and so on.
Okay.
So I take you through these action items. So you're not just reading the book. You have little homework at the end of each section.
Yeah, okay.
At the end of each section, you have the thing that you need to do to kind of get yourself together to be ready for this.
Okay.
And the third piece is I want to tell you, like, the mission that I have is to create 1,000 new millionaires over the next decade.
Okay.
And I talk about that towards the end of the why.
Okay.
And what we're going to do with that and how we will change the world when we do that and how we're going to track it.
Yes.
And so that's a major piece of it. And my event that's happened is, you know, a big part of that. But I want to point out that somebody might say, well, why isn't everybody just a millionaire? Because they read your book. Most people will not read it. They'll get it.
But will not read the book.
But they won't read it.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I think people, there's a drive that's missing in some people.
Absolutely.
And I think that people feel like things are too out of their reach. And so it's a little bit of, like, aspirational. Sometimes it's people like, I want to support you, so I'm going to get your book. Uh-huh. Or sometimes it's, if I have the book around me, at least that'll look like I tried.
Yep.
But most people won't read it. So the people who read it, most people won't do anything about it.
That's so true. They won't act.
So the thing is, if you can simply outlive and outwork your competition, if you make yourself your competition, then you're doing better than 99.9% of people.
Yes.
Because most people who they won't read it all the way through or listen to it on audio, however you like to consume. Yeah. They just won't. The next group of people who would have read it, but it's like consumed. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no action behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in that small percentage who reads the book, read your books, mm-hmm. Read my books, and then do something about it,
mm-hmm.
that's when you have the people coming up to me, writing me and coming up to me. I read your book. I read your first book. It's About Damn Time in 2020. And I started my new company and we're doing $1 million in revenue each year. Mm-hmm. This is what happens. So I say I get pitched a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I also get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, boom, I got your book when it first came out on January 1st of this year, and I've already kicked off things and we're already, you know, have my first 3 clients that we're working with, Fortune 500, da-da-da-da-da, because they read, they consumed it, but then they acted on it. And I need people to do that. I need people to do that.
You know what? I'm telling you, I so wish we had more time because I feel like we got to bring her back on.
I would love that.
Because, one, I need y'all to get her book. We're going to put her book inside of today's show notes, right? And I want y'all to really get that and learn. Read and apply. Read and act now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one thing that I love about you, like you said, is that you are a Black woman in a white man's space. And it's like you're so inspiring because you're older. And most people in our age bracket tend to give up on going after, you know, the wealth. It's like, well, I'm a 40. I ain't got time to be working as hard. But when you really look back at it, a lot of the wealthy people from our generation didn't really get into their wealth until they were in their 40s.
Truly. Like, if you know behind the scenes, it's so true.
Exactly.
It's so true.
So I'm 40s, like,
50s, you still got that time.
You still got the time. Yeah. And I think would you say it's a time or it's just, we've gone through life, we've experienced so much, because I believe I'm 39 turning 40 July 1.
Mm-hmm.
I believe now I'm smarter than what I was just 2 years ago. Like 100%. I'm in a whole different space mentally where I look at things differently. I lead differently. I study my word differently from a Christian perspective. Like I see life completely different than I did at 30. Because one of my good friends taught me something. It was listen, learn, love. That's the very first three things. Listen, learn, love my sister. Okay, cool. And it's like, I think if we could listen, learn, and love, we can all come into a lot more wealth.
Agreed. I can't say it anymore.
I don't think we don't listen.
Yeah.
And I think we'll get the book.
Get the book.
We won't listen to your book,
though. That's right. That's right. And it's almost like, I kind of like the fact that there are only a few people who are going to really do it. That's the thousand. That's the thousand because they're going after it.
Yes.
So make sure you're that person.
Yeah.
Make sure you're that person.
Man, listen. Right. Man, listen, sis, listen. You all right with me? You know, you whenever you have more time, you got to come back to the table because we got to get her in the car in the next 5 minutes, literally while we're recording this, because I don't want her to be late to Mama's birthday.
Nope,
you know what I'm saying? She can't miss this flight. Mama turning 75.
She started her own eyewear line at 74.
What?
Yes.
So wait, you made the first million at 43. Mama started her own business at 74?
Correct.
Did you help your mom with that business?
Did you talk her through it?
You talked her through it?
But she sells out anytime she does a pop-up. Oprah has a pair. Katy Perry has a pair. She does her thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last sentence. I want you to encourage the ladies watching right now. Mm-hmm. My second largest tribe of people are Black women.
Great.
34 to 44. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them in that 40 to 50 bracket, right? And I think some of them are discouraged. Like, man, I have invested. Man, I haven't. All I have is my job. I haven't really done anything major.
Yeah.
But I got these great ideas inside of me. Yeah. What would you say to that 45-year-old woman who's looking at this saying, wait, I need more of this. Why are y'all ending this?
Yeah.
Give me something, something to inspire them.
I think, first of all, you don't have to start a company to be part of the ecosystem of entrepreneurship.
Talk.
You can work with someone else. You can partner. I think partnership and collaboration is one of the top things I've learned from millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what you'll see. That's how they stack.
Facts.
First of all. Second of all, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was destitute mm-hmm. and kind of floating around, it wasn't my own wealth that kept me going. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to be rich one day and that's going to keep me going. Wouldn't have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was the idea of what happens if I can pull this off? How many people will be benefited from this? Mm-hmm. So if you can find the people who benefit the most from your success, mm-hmm. that can be your North Star.
Yes.
And we need you. We need you to be millionaires.
Yes.
Because there is so much we have to make up for
right.
that has been against us.
Right.
So we need more of us to change the trajectory and the quality of our lives together. We need that group. We don't need just the one billionaire. We need 1,000 millionaires.
Welcome to the table. Yeah, yeah. We gonna get real. We gonna get right. Oh, building up wealth. We gonna get life. Welcome to the table.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.